God encouraged me about 6 months ago to sit down with him for 5 minutes in the early morning. A lot of you don't know me, but people always talk about me. I'm full of energy. I'm very tiggerish. But he said, sit down and listen to me for 5 minutes. Spend time with him. I'm really struggling to be quiet with him. I'm still fidgeting. But he wants me. He's speaking to me and he wants me to thank him for things. He wants us to spend time in his presence. I am blessed. I'm at a church in central London. On Thursday mornings, we meet up with interns and lots of other staff. It's a really encouraging time. Oh, I haven't told you, I am double the age of the majority of the people in my church. I'm the third oldest. My wife's the second oldest. But it's a real blessing to be with him. I met Dave on the train the other day when I was going up the tunnel. Yeah. I spend the rest of the day in London loving and serving others. I have a family that seems to want to spend time with me. I've got a wife that promises to be my number one fan. I've a lot to be grateful to my God for. I don't need money. I've got enough. I've got a pension. I've a variety of working roles, some paid, some voluntary. I'm personally blessed by all that I'm involved in. We often ask, don't we, are you doing what God wants you to be doing? Well, the two main things I do, I really sense they're exactly what God wants me to be doing. Are you doing what God wants you to be doing? I'm blessed by the people who I serve. I love them and I'm loved by them. I've got a story to tell of God's goodness to me. I want to look at some words from a song that we recently sang at our church that we sing. And then see if you've got some words in songs that you might want to shout out as well. This song says, I am blessed, I am called, I am healed, I am whole, I am saved in Jesus' name, highly favoured, anointed, filled with your power for the glory of Jesus' name. Are there some other songs that we sing that you're thinking about now? Are there other promises that we sing in those songs? Anybody got a particular song they're humming? Alison, go on, shout that out. Which one is? Go on then.
He's still my soul, the Lord doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. I trust, I confidence like nothing, all things mysterious will be
brighter. Fantastic. Anybody else got a line? Thank you, Alison. Anybody else got a line from a song that encourages them? It's a promise from the Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Amen. 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 If these things are true, we've got something to give away. We've got a story to tell. We've got something to give away. Isaiah 61 verse 1, I would say, is an anthem or a mandate for Christians against poverty. Terry told you a little bit about it. I'll probably share a little bit more in a moment, but it's the mandate for Christians against poverty. And some of you will go, I know what Isaiah 61 verse 1 says. I'm going to change it slightly. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is on you. The Lord has anointed you to preach good news to the poor. He has sent you and me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to captives, and to release people from darkness. I see a new client each week in my role. I work 16 hours. People are tied up. They are broken. They are depressed. They have mental health issues. They've got no family. They've not left their house. You can't get into their house sometimes. They don't trust people. And I have the privilege of going into their homes and helping them, smiling at them, telling them God thinks they're wonderful. Jesus wants to come into their lives, put them back together again. He wants them to be mended, and he wants them to know his love. This Isaiah passage is also quoted in Luke chapter 4, 18 and 19 for the biblical scholars in the room. God, through the work of CAP, has the opportunity to put people's lives back together again. And we, through CAP, have an opportunity to draw them into our church families. We need to give things that we have away to all people. What does the Great Commission say? We must go into all the world and preach the gospel. But we can do that by our actions, by what we do, by how we are, how we behave. We need to give what God's done to us and for us away. Remember John 3:16. For God so loves the world that he... I'm struggling to it because I'm up front and I'm not reading it. It's not written down. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. He loves us. That's me and you. Even me. He knows me. He's there all the time with me. Is he with you all the time? Yeah, he's there with me all the time. He knows me. He knows my failures and foibles and how I mess up. And he still loves me. He loves everybody. Without God, there is no hope. Romans 15, verse 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's talk for a few minutes and look at what I actually do in my 16 hours with CAP. Yeah, Terry rightly said it's lots of centres across this country. There's 300 debt centres, but we're also in New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and we've started, Terry, in America. We're already started. You've read stuff this week, I'm sure. Anyway, we'll put this on and we'll show you. This is what I actually show to clients when I visit them on the first time. All will be revealed. I'll let you enjoy it. So I visit the clients three times. You'll have seen that on there. And I take with me a local church member. CAP describes these people as a befriender. Terry's been doing that role for over 2 years. We've just been going just over 2 years, but he's been doing that with me. I don't think there's anybody else in the room that does that role. But I've actually got 25 people from across the borough, from 17 different churches. I've actually got 30 churches working with me, helping in some ways. So I've got 25 people. Is it going to work? It is going to work. I'm going to stop at an appropriate time. I've got 25 people, 17 churches, but I actually need more people. Most of, I'm going to be sexist. Is that allowed on Sunday mornings? Most of my 60% of my clients are single ladies. I actually need a few more ladies to help me in this role. Come and speak to me about that afterwards. You'll be inspired by the video. We'll stop there and we'll have a look at it. Thanks, Ray.
Hi there, my name is John Kirkby. I'm the founder and international director of Christians Against Poverty. First of all, before we go any further, I just want to say well done. Well done for overcoming your fears. Well done for taking a chance, ringing that phone number and allowing Christians Against Poverty to come into your home and to begin to work with you, to help you through your difficulties. I know some of what you might be feeling right now. About 20 years ago, my life was devastated by debt and the effects and the poverty that it brought on me and my two little girls. And it was that experience that led me to start CAP in 1996. Hey, you may look now and think that things look hopeless, but I want to tell you that there is hope and there really is a future. We help over 11,500 clients just like you every single year who sit where you're sitting and think it's hopeless. I'm here to tell you it isn't. There is great hope. And here's some of our clients who are going to lead and share with you how their life has changed through Christians Against Poverty. Great to have you with us.
Before, I was really struggling to feed the children and struggling to feed us because I was trying to pay off the debt. So most of the money went to paying off the debt.
I'd go to bed at night, found myself not sleeping. I was very depressed. It was having an impact on my work. It was having an impact on people around me.
They kept ringing and ringing and sending letters in the bailiffs. It was just unbearable. Couldn't sleep. Couldn't eat.
It put a massive strain on our marriage. I genuinely don't know how we came through it.
You might feel like there is no way out of your debt situation, but the truth is there is always hope and a solution no matter how bad your situation is. Here at our headquarters in Bradford, we have over 100 staff who are trained and experienced to deal with your case, to build a budget and to negotiate with creditors on your behalf.
They didn't make any judgment about me. They took me as I was and as I am and said, right, we're going to get you out of this.
The big thing you need to do now is get all of your financial paperwork together. Hopefully you've made a start on that. This is things like wage slips, benefits paperwork, demand letters from your creditors or current bills. Once your debt coach has finished with you today, they will leave you with a list of further paperwork you need to get together so that we can start working with you to build a solution for you.
She just came in, she said how they could help us. You know, she took all the paperwork, which really helped. And speaking to her about my debts, and when she wanted to know all the debts, and I was like, oh, and there's another one, and there's another one. And she didn't look like, oh, more. You know, she was like, okay, yeah, give them all. We need them all. And it was so freeing. And she wasn't in judgment at all. She was just like, give them all to me, and we will help you.
Once you have all of your paperwork together and got everything sorted, your debt coach will revisit you. They'll take you through a fact find where we collect further information that we need. They will then send it up here to Bradford, and some of the people behind me will then start to work on your case and build a budget and start to try and find a way forward for you in your debt situation.
It's not a one-way thing. It's not them. It's not about them paying your debts off for you. I mean, I think that was clearly stress, but it's about them helping you to budget, finance your money, and take that pressure off you. So instead of you're doing it yourself, it'd be them from head office will be dealing with the creditors and the letters. So I thought, you know, I thought, well, they've come down. I want to go on that journey. I'm happy to do it. So I signed up for it.
We will come up with a number of options for you to consider on how you want to work your way out of debt. Some of these may involve a cap plan, where you pay money into us here at Christians Against Poverty and we distribute it to your creditors. Your debt coach will revisit you and help support you to make the very best decision for you and for your situation.
They're all really friendly and they really do want you to get out of debt. You know, they're championing you to get out of debt, you know, and they're there to help you, and it's great. It's really great to have that encouragement.
Didn't matter what we asked them, didn't matter what obstacles we threw up, they knew what they were doing. They knew the process, and as long as we trusted them, it all went according to plan.
As you work your way out of debt, there are some things that might seem difficult to handle, but let me reassure you, they are so much better than staying in the situation that you're in at the moment. For example, when we deal with your creditors, you may find that sometimes how much you owe, your debt balances can increase, but normally this is just a temporary thing as we start to negotiate on your behalf. It's true that interest and charges can sometimes be applied, but we work really hard to get those interest and charges stopped and are very successful at this. As you work your way through a debt management plan, or as you consider other options, it may well be that your credit rating will be impacted if it hasn't already been seriously impacted already. This is just a downside of working your way out of debt into the hope and freedom that we want for you. Once you have your budget and have decided on your option out of debt, then we have teams here who will stick with you until you get to that point of being debt-free. They are here to support you, to serve you, to answer your questions, to encourage you as you keep working with us. We will let you have envelopes in which any letters you get from the people you owe money to, you simply pop them in the envelope and send them to us. A great release of stress and pressure for you, we know, from the thousands of clients that we've already helped out of debt.
What a great relief it was to be able to say to, say, my bank or someone, well, we want some more money off you. Well, you'll need to contact Christians Against Poverty. And, oh, right. And that was the end of this conversation. They never rang again.
What we need you to do is to play your part. If you need to pay into your cap plan, we need you to do that regularly or to let us know if there's any reason why you're not able to do that. We need you to answer our phone calls. We need you to read the letters that we send to you and to respond promptly.
I didn't know how long it was going to take. I didn't know. But I thought that at least, anyway, we'd have a jolly good try at it, and that I would do my best to get there and make sure that we make your payment. And that's one thing I can say to people who are in the same position as I was. I would say, make sure you keep up your payments, because they can't pay your debts with nothing. So if you don't keep up the payments to them, then they won't be able to pay off your debts.
If you do your bit, we will do our bit, and working together, we can be a winning team. I would love it, and I'm sure you would too, to be one of the over 200 people that go debt-free every single month through this place. When that happens, We celebrate everyone by blowing harmonicas to celebrate the beginning of your new life, debt-free, full of hope.
You are now debt-free, John, and we're just about to celebrate this. And the harmonica went off, and I could hear them all clapping and cheering. And it was great, a great feeling.
The day I went debt-free was like a major celebration. I felt such freedom, I felt so liberated. I felt good that I had paid all the debt back because I wanted to pay it back. So it was amazing, absolute freedom.
I'll go off my script for a few moments just to give you a few statistics. I actually say 250 people go debt-free every month, because that's about 4 or 5 years old. 1,050 people through job clubs, life skills courses, I'm completely throwing my script away now, through the activities that we do, 1,050 people came to know Jesus and came to be part of church communities like yours. Last year, 1,050 people came to know the Lord. I've had 7 people become debt-free so far. I've got numerous other people paying in to what's described, and you heard it described there as a CAP plan. Well, I'm going to try and get back on my script, I think. Our systems work, but sadly, because of these people's chaotic lives, we've talked about it earlier, people with mental health, addictions, depression, only about a third of them get to my third visit stage, that budget visit stage. So that's very frustrating, but it's an absolute thrill. I'm going off script altogether. Every time I visit somebody in their home, I pray for them. Imagine that, going into people's homes, and I say, "Is it okay if I pray for you?" Because when they ring headquarters to get somebody like me to visit them, they're told we're a Christian organisation. When the person comes into your home, they will offer to pray for you. So I've never had anybody say, no, you can't pray. I've prayed for a Muslim man and his Christian wife in their home. You know, it's just absolute. And I actually, because I'm a bit of an evangelist, really, I actually go, and do you know that Jesus loves you? Imagine the opportunity. That is rather lovely. Because why would he love me and not love you? Because God knows what I'm like, and he still loves me. And I'm a bit wacky. Say a few things in a funny, in strange ways. Anyway, tell you a little bit about other things that CAP does. CAP, have you heard of CAP money courses? Anybody heard of those? So they've been going about 15 or 18 years as well. It is hoped that in this borough we'll be running probably 8 of these in the next year across numerous church buildings across the borough. The next one is in the Oak Community Church. We've probably heard of that church, haven't we? Near St. Mary Cray Station on the 6th and the 13th of July. I would love it if some of you attended that, and whether you need that help or you need to teach your children, that sort of stuff, whether you could take friends or your neighbours, but you would need to register, so speak to me about that later on. If you look at the course, you might actually decide that you want to train it yourself. So we're looking for new people that want to train that. That's just a one-day course, but if you observe it, you can probably pick it up. Terry didn't mention this, but Terry and I are allowed to send people on a little holiday. It's good, isn't it, Terry? A discovery break. A discovery break. And Terry has sent somebody from the job club on a discovery break. For me and you, we'd probably describe that as a church weekend away. Okay? In that time, they talk about Jesus quite a bit. These people that we've sent there are probably halfway towards wanting to become a Christian. They're paying some interest. They're listening to what we're saying. They're being spoken to about Jesus, and they're quite encouraged towards that. And they have lots of talks. The gospel is preached. Forgiveness is talked about. Forgiveness seems to be a huge thing. And loads of people. How that 1,050 people came to know Jesus last year was on lots of discovery breaks. Terry, I'm told, Terry doesn't know I know this. Terry, there's a client event at this church, isn't there? Is it in September? They have client events, so we invite clients, and CAP have got evangelists that they send to us. And this is how the 1,050 people came to know Jesus through CAP last year. Fantastic. There are 300 debt centres, as I said. Terry told us earlier on, about 130, 140? 126. I was listening, Terry, honestly. There are, as I said, there's life skills courses, similar amount of those. There's a course called Fresh Start, which is to help people out of addictions. So there are about 700 different projects happening across the country, as well as these CAP Money courses. And we're looking for more of these projects to be set up across our borough. There's a team, that initially CAP in Bromley was set up by five central Bromley churches, but they're quite happy that lots of other, they're very keen for other churches to get involved. So I have recently had two clients that are 100 yards away from here right now. 100 yards over there, 100 yards over there. Brings it home when I say things like that, doesn't it? I've recently had some of your neighbours, probably some of your friends, that I've visited them in their homes. I did pray for them as well, folks. Jesus is good news to these people. Can you? He can be good news to us. A favourite phrase of mine, I brought a friend of mine with me, he's fed up with me saying this this morning. A favourite phrase of mine, Dave, is churches for sick people. Churches for sick people. I come to church because I need God's help. When I've done things in my own strength, I don't know about you, probably when you've done things in your own strength, it's gone all right. When I've done things on my own strength, it's gone wrong. So I come to church because I need some help from God. And sometimes you lot help me as well. Some people in my church help me. Sometimes I can help people as well. It's a lovely thing, isn't it? So church is for sick people. God helps me through you, my brothers and sisters. We can be used by him. You can be used by him. I sometimes have the privilege to help other people. Wonderful. Back to my script. It's a privilege where God has put my wife and I, double the age of most people. I've told you that bit. We have people from all across the world visiting our church. We have 150 people that don't know Jesus engaged with activities every week in our church. We run a couple of cafes. 400 or 500 people that don't know Jesus come into our cafes. It's a privilege to engage them, smile at them, love them. Most of them don't know Jesus. We recently had 6 people from Turkey on an Alpha course. 3 of them were Muslim. I have the absolute privilege, and I mean that, of running a group. Because my church is called City Gates Church, we're very young and trendy like myself. We don't have home groups or neighbourhood groups or cell groups. We have gate groups, okay? Young and trendy like me. I have the privilege, absolute privilege, of running a gate group for people who have been, and sometimes there are people that are homeless in the group. It's messy. It's really messy. There's mental health issues. There's addictions. But Jesus loves every one of them. As much as he loves you, as much as he loves me, he has hope for them. He sees their potential. It's a privilege. I love them. I love them. They frustrate me all the time, you can imagine. But I'm there because Jesus wants me to be there to do those things for him, to be used by him. Are you where God wants you? Sorry, are you where God wants you to be? Are you where God wants you to be? Are you available to him? What might God develop you, train you, gift you into doing for him? Are you serving your neighbours, your communities? Are you loving as Jesus would have you love? It says in Luke 11, verse 13, God gives good gifts to his children. So we should be asking him, how much more can I do for you? How can you be available for God's Holy Spirit to use you? You should be praying, Lord, what shall I get involved with? That should be our prayers. Our church recently had a weekend away, and numerous things were spoken about, but one of the key phrases that God spoke to me about was, and it was up the front quite a lot, was the phrase, all can. So the encouragement was that we all can. We don't have to be sorted. We don't have to be fixed. to be used by God. It's not just David and Ray and Terry. We all can. Are you available? Oh yeah, just to end with, where was Paul when he wrote most of the New Testament?
Prison.
So when you're in prison, oh, none of you in prison at the moment. He could, couldn't he? He was in prison. All can. You can. All can. Okay. My encouragement to you. You've got a story to tell. Yeah? What's your journey so far? What did God say last week? But I hate telling stories about what God did 6 months ago. What's God done this week? What's he going to do tomorrow? One of my key phrases many years ago was expect. Expect. You have an expectant heart about what he's going to do to you and for you and encourage you into. I'm not going to carry on any further, but all can. You can be available for Jesus. He will give you the strength. I didn't know I was going to end up loving the cat roll, but I didn't know God was going to give me a huge, huge heart for some of my homeless friends. I didn't know that. It's beautiful. It's a privilege. I love them. Dave knows what it's like. They're mad, aren't they, some of them? It is hard work. But he's given me that love for them. It's beautiful. What beautiful things is God going to get you involved in? Thank you.